Like a lot of things in South Florida, the modern bike share was born in another country.
Well, it really started in Europe.
That's Deco Bike co-founder Bonifacio Diaz.
You have like Paris and you have Spain and Barcelona. It's very popular. And the city of Miami Beach wanted to bring this alternative mode of transportation to the beach.
Deco Bike's headquarters in downtown Miami looks like any mechanic's shop, except filled with bikes. The company started with 400 bikes. Now there are over 1,000. And here's where they're kept in working order. Anyone can check out a bike from a station and then return it to any other station. They're meant for transportation as much as recreation. Deco Bike also offers low-cost memberships for regular users, like Charles Martin. It's a clear and hot morning on South Beach, and Martin is checking out a bike from one of the two stations at Flamingo Park.
Press 1 to get a bike, put the credit card in. I'm going to take this for 30 minutes because I'm just heading down to south of 5th. Now you just push it forward. You'll hear a beep at the terminal. And that's it.
Martin lives in Kendall, and he designs commercial kitchens. His job brings him to the restaurants of South Beach a lot. He parks his car on one of the residential side streets.
There are several spots that have free parking during the day, so I find one that's close to a Deco Bike rental spot. Park there, rent the bike, visit the accounts on the bike just to save time and money.
Because parking on the beach is so limited in commercial areas, it would be a real headache for Martin to drive from restaurant to restaurant. Bike share experts say for a program to be successful, there's got to be density, meaning lots of kiosks where people can rent the bikes.
And it's really hard now to live in the city of Miami Beach and not be close to a station.
Miami Beach has 100 stations. Catherine Moore heads up the bike sharing program in Broward County. Even though Broward B-Cycle has been around for almost as long as Deco Bike, Broward has had significantly fewer riders. Around 40,000 trips have been logged compared to the more than 2 million in Miami Beach. Moore says that's because B-Cycle is spread across the county instead of concentrated in just one city. In other words, not enough density.
Inevitably, where you might want to go, it might be right next to a station. It might be 2, 3, 4, 10 blocks. And when you get to that kind of distance, sometimes walking or driving or not going becomes more attractive.
The money for Broward's program came from the state with some strings attached. They can't just put the bikes in one city like Miami Beach did. They have to spread the bikes around the county. Deco Bike co-founder Bonifacio Diaz doesn't think his program will run into the same issues as Broward's when it expands from Miami Beach to the city of Miami. 60 stations will be concentrated in neighborhoods like Coconut Grove, Brickell, and downtown. Diaz thinks the bikes will be popular with tourists coming off the cruise ships and residents piled into high-rise condos. He's already hearing from people who can't wait.
When we're going to come out, when exactly we're going to have the bikes out there, how can they become members, if they can become members before we put the plan out there.
Diaz thinks a good balance between locals and tourists has been key to Deco Bike's success. On Miami Beach, he says, just under a third of the riders are not members, but they account for 70% of the revenue. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.